Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into $3 million second quarter 2026 results, and there's a lot to unpack here. Before we get into it, quick disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And Alex, this was genuinely a strong quarter for $3 million. Organic growth of 5.4%, operating margin at 24.9%. That's their highest ever. By the way, EPS of $2.40, up 11% year over year, and free cash flow of $1.3 billion with 107% conversion. That's about as clean a beat as you'll see.
Right, and they didn't just beat expectations, they raised guidance across the board. Full-year organic growth guidance moved from 3% to greater than 3.5%. EPS guidance went from $8.50 to $8.70, up to $8.80 to $8.95. Free cash flow guidance ticked up $100 million to $4.7 to $4.9 billion.
What stood out to me is CEO Bill Brown was pretty emphatic this isn't a macro tailwind story. CFO Anurag Maheshwari basically said the same thing on the call. This is internal execution. Commercial excellence initiatives, better sales force effectiveness, cross-selling that's running 40% ahead quarter over quarter, and customer attrition improving about 200 basis points, mostly in their safety and industrial business.
And the innovation piece is a big part of the story, too. They launched 92 new products in the quarter, up 44% year over year, putting them on pace for more than 350 new products this year. They're targeting over 1,000 new product launches by 2027, and development cycle time is down about 20%.
The segment breakdown really tells the story. Safety and industrial, that's SIBG, grew 8.2% with double-digit growth across electrical markets, adhesives and tapes, abrasives, and industrial specialties. Transportation and electronics grew 5.9%, helped by strength in semiconductors, aerospace, and data centers. But consumer was the soft spot, down 2.1% for the quarter because of some retailer destocking in late June.
Now, let's talk about the headline strategic news, because this is the part that got analysts excited. 3 Million announced a partnership with Microsoft. They're the first hyperscaler to deploy 3 Million's expanded beam optical technology, or EBO, in Azure data centers.
This is fascinating from a materials science angle. EBO is basically a more durable, dust-resistant fiber optic connector that Brown said can cut installation time in data centers by about 85%. They've got 100 patents already, 50 more pending. Revenue this year is only in the $40 to $50 million range, but Brown said it could scale 4x or 5x or more over the next few years as the broader market shifts from copper to optical.
And they're not trying to own the whole ecosystem either. They formed a 44-player multi-supplier agreement across hyperscalers, chipmakers, and connector manufacturers. Brown was clear, they won't succeed as a sole provider. This is about industry-wide adoption.
There was also the Madison Fire and Rescue deal. They closed on July 1st, folding it into their Scott SCBA business as a majority-owned joint venture and picked up $700 million in cash in the process. That JV does about $800 million in revenue, growing high single digits with above-average margins. Classic example of reshaping the portfolio toward higher growth, higher-margin businesses.
One thing I want to flag from the Q&A, China came up, and it's a much better story than a lot of people expected. Double-digit growth in the quarter, about 8% for the first half, and that's the seventh straight quarter of double-digit growth in India specifically. Brown credited a localized organizational model and heavier investment in local product development.
On the margin side, gross margins are tracking in the mid-40s, and Brown said there's a real path back to the high 40s over time. That used to be 3 million's historical range before things slipped. A lot of that's coming from productivity. Cost of poor quality improved 60 basis points. Equipment effectiveness up 140 basis points. Plus this transformation initiative where they're consolidating finance, HR, and customer service functions into a single global delivery model with an outside partner.
We should also mention capital returns, because $3 million has been aggressive here. They returned $1.4 billion to shareholders this quarter, $400 million in dividends, $1 billion in buybacks. Since 2025, they've returned $8.6 billion against a commitment of $10 billion plus through 2027. They already did $3 billion in buybacks in just the first half, well ahead of their original $2.5 billion plan for the whole year.
There were a couple of watch items management flag for the back half, though. Consumer electronics is expected to get weaker, down high teens in production volume, largely tied to memory chip shortages and pricing. Auto build rates are still expected to be down year over year, and the auto aftermarket business is soft too, so it's not all smooth sailing.
But even with those headwinds, they're guiding to accelerating growth in the second half, high threes or better organically, which they characterized as more than two times the macro rate and margin expansion of about 100 basis points versus last year.
So stepping back, what does this mean for investors? $3 million looks like it's genuinely in the middle of an operational turnaround, moving margins up 500 basis points over 2 years, growth flipping from a 4.4% decline in 2023 to positive 3% on a trailing basis now. The EBO and data center story is the kind of thing that could be a real needle mover longer term, though it's still early and small in absolute dollars today.
That's the wrap on $3 million second quarter. Jordan, any final thoughts before we close out?
Just that execution has clearly been the theme here. Commercial discipline, faster innovation, and portfolio reshaping all moving in the same direction at once. Before we go, remember, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll be back next quarter to see how this momentum holds up. Until then, take care.